workshop that we had a few weeks ago under the title, Grace Gives Permission. Grace Gives Permission. So here's the story. Larry has been the custodian at his congregation for 23 years. Over that time, he's learned an important lesson. You don't have to wait for directions in order to do a good job. Larry thinks the same way about his relationship with God. He knows what needs to be done, and he does it confessing sin, praying, extending kindness, being generous. When it comes to doing church, you can be like Larry. You don't have to wait. You have everything you need from God to start right now to do your part of God's great work in the world and in your church. Today we heard about leaders whom Moses gathers, complaining that a couple people did not ask for permission when exercising their gifts that was given to them. And also the disciples of Jesus were upset that people who were exercising their gifts did not ask for permission. It sounds like neither group was able to keep tabs on those who did not wait for their direction, but just responding to a need once they discovered that they held a certain gift. So Jesus tells his disciples, if they are doing good in the community, if they are exercising their gift for the good of all, they are for us. They're not against us. Because we are all about doing good, which means accompanying the suffering one, helping the one in need, restoring people to community life, all those things we learn about Jesus and his ministry. Loving the rejected one, loving the enemy, and that is radical stuff, acting in a different way that the world tells us. And that is what the kingdom of God is all about. Jesus' disciples, of course, thought that there should be a process for accepting new disciples, an application, an interview, a verification on their beliefs. But Jesus is saying, if they are not against us, they are for us. And that is the challenge that the gospel poses for us this morning as a church. Last week, I mentioned that I made a really quick trip to San Francisco, to PLTS, our Lutheran seminary there. I was there to accompany Pastor Peter in his continued preparation to become an ordained minister of our church denomination. And this conference that we attended was named Theological Education and Future Church. So we spent a lot of time talking about the future church, the church. The speaker spoke a lot about God and what God may be calling us to become as a church as we look at the future, as we look ahead. And so somebody encouraged us to seek what is called ecumenical relations, right? Meaning to see other Christian churches not as a threat, not as the enemy, but as partners in ministry rather than as a competition when it comes to spreading the gospel. Now, when it comes to seeking the good of all, our church denominations has encouraged conversation with people, even with other religions, and to see them as potential partners rather than as enemies. Which is, again, it's hard. If we grew up thinking that the other, the one we're sharing is from a different church denomination or from a different religion, this comes as a challenge to a lot of us. I know that I grew up Lutheran in Mexico, and so growing up, I always thought Catholics were not Christians. And so I always see them as a threat to our Christian church, but I have come to learn they are Christians, right? Lutherans and Catholics. So in the past few years, we have tried to find our common purpose as Christians, right? When it comes to service, when it comes to seeking the good of all, that's where I want to maybe also spend time with. if someone who is Muslim, a Jewish, if they are doing good for the community, if they're helping the suffering in our communities, then they are for us, they're not against us. Because God continues to cause us to work, to the work God continues to do in our world. It's God's work, not our work. And in our communities, which is the work of restoration, reconciliation, the work of liberation among oppressive systems. And God is doing it without our permission. God is already at work, and God does not need our permission to build bridges, right? To be out and reconciling groups. God is doing it through even those we traditionally have seen as a threat to our Christian church. And so here's an example of someone God is using to bring about reconciliation in the world among people who would not have necessarily been in a relationship otherwise. So here's a pastor of Christmas Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bethlehem. And his church denomination is a companion to our church denomination. And he has been trying to build bridges among his Jewish neighbors, his Muslim neighbors in Palestine, a place where there is a war. There is hatred among these groups. So he has built relationship across religions for the sake of the well-being of his community there. He has a book called The Other Side of the Wall, a Palestinian Christian narrative of lament and of hope. Of course, lamenting the ways these groups have harmed each other in this area, but also working towards a hope where these groups can coexist for the good of the community. When people are working for the good of all other, when people are working for the good of all who otherwise would not, that is a sign of the kingdom of God, right? That is where we see spaces where the kingdom of God is growing. And that is something to be affirmed, to celebrate, because we're all working for the same shared goal of bringing peace to our world. And that is what Pastor Isaac is also trying to convey in his book to his Christian friends. He's sharing that what he has witnessed, of course, the conflict and violence among these different groups, which he laments, but also the ways in which some of these groups have come together and have focused on their shared goal as human beings. And that is what the kingdom of God is all about. And that is what God is calling us to be, is what God is calling the church to embrace. As we also envision what church might look like in the future for us, the question is, who would we engage in partnerships, in conversations? Who would we partner in service for the good of the community, right? Which is fits very well with the day of service, God's work, our hands. It is the work God is doing in the world of growing the kingdom of God among us, and is inviting us to offer our gifts, our talents, our resources, our hands, to remember that every act of service flows from the gifts of God's grace, right? We don't need any more permission but to receive it and to share that gift. God in Jesus has already freed us from everything. God in Jesus had already forgiven us, liberated us from the power of sin. So we are invited now to serve, to love the world. We don't need more permission than that. And the church says, Amen.
Amen.